Are precision wings just another orthodontic trend or a real game changer for class 2 correction? Hey guys! Today we're looking at how these innovative appliances perform in growing patients compared to traditional methods. Let's find out what the latest research says about their effectiveness, comfort, and long-term results. I want to talk today about a recent systematic review by Messinas and colleagues published in Progress in Orthodontics in 2025. It examined whether Invisalign's precision wings really advance the mandible in growing class 2 patients. 7 clinical studies were included, mostly retrospective, non-randomized, and all at moderate to high risk of bias. Using PRISMA and GRADE methodology, the authors concluded that the available evidence is of very low certainty. The key numbers are small. The S and B angle increased by about half a degree, and A and B decreased by about 0.8 degrees. Statistically significant, perhaps, but far below what we would consider clinically relevant mandibular growth. In essence, the appliance produces modest dental and negligible skeletal effects. Overjet reduction was achieved mainly through incisor movement rather than real mandibular advancement. Vertical dimensions and maxillary position remained unchanged. When compared to twin block and Herbst appliances, precision wings performed similarly in minor angular shifts but fell short in achieving orthopedic changes. The twin block still shows a greater skeletal response, while Herbst exerts stronger sagittal control. Only 2 studies reported soft tissue outcomes, slight improvement in chin projection and minor lip protrusion, but again, these were minimal. Methodologically, the review highlights our current evidence gap. Different growth stages, unclear aligner protocols, and limited follow-up make it difficult to draw solid conclusions. The field has moved ahead commercially faster than scientifically. So, what does this mean clinically? Precision wings may have a place in mild class 2 cases, especially when aesthetics, comfort, and compliance are priorities. But for genuine mandibular advancement, traditional functional appliances remain more effective. The authors call for well-designed randomized trials with standardized treatment protocols and long-term follow-up before clear aligner-based advancement can be recommended as an orthopedic treatment. In summary, while Invisalign with precision wings is an elegant and patient-friendly concept, its current evidence base shows only minor skeletal benefits. For now, we should view it as a dento-alveolar tool, not a true growth-modifying appliance. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.